Hello, welcome to Release Your Wings. Our series is on experiencing God. And tonight's specific topic is experiencing God as an ocean of purity. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha. Good evening, Shireen.
Good evening, Dan.
It's great to be with you. So let's start off. What is purity as we're using it tonight?
I know, it sounds a little heavy duty.
It sounds like I ought to be dressed in a white sarar.
Sorry. No.
Sorry.
No. Purity here, the simplest definition or the simplest term here I could use for purity is innocence.
Innocence.
Like a new baby. Mm-hmm. Innocent of the vices, innocent of any kind of pollution, of harming anyone.
Of any ulterior motives.
Of ulterior motives, of any deception, of illusions, all of those things. You're innocent of all of those things.
I see. So that innocence then is one of the ways to feel better about ourselves, to operate better in the world. What are our payoffs for this level of purity?
Actually, it's a huge power.
Uh-huh.
It is. It's of all of the powers, I feel purity has a. It's a force. It's a power that you can do a lot of things.
I sense that this is the power because we're not distracted by things that are temporal, and we can stay focused on things that are greater for us. Is that right, or is it beyond that?
Not only it's a power within our own self,
uh-huh.
but also it's a power that I can use in the world to accomplish things.
Give me some examples of how that works.
You know, I feel what happens is when I'm pure, mm-hmm. when I am that viceless or that
yes.
innocent of certain things, that I'm able to see reality very clearly, that I'm aware of what is real. And if you think about it, actually, when we begin to war or when we begin to influence people, we first start influencing people on the level of thoughts.
Uh-huh.
And so in that level of innocence and that level of power of purity, even an impure thought will not be able to war with that pure thought.
I see. So there's an old saying that when a thief looks at a saint, all he sees is his pockets. So in that sense, without the impurity, he could see the saint. Without the wanting something from him, he could see beyond what the thief would be looking for or what.
Yes. But also, I feel if you're pure enough that you can actually influence the thief.
Ah.
Because I've known Brahma Baba, our founder, having actually influenced a lot of people with his purity. There were two or three times people came to assassinate him.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't, because they got so influenced by his purity.
Ah, which is even more than being on the best behavior around your grandmother or something. It's his essence.
Like there's a disarming quality.
Yeah.
And even recently I had an experience of that disarming quality. We have an elder in our in the BKs called Dadi Gulzar. She's been doing this for 75 years, and she started
wow.
when she was 8. And I went to her, and I was nervous because I had to do some kind of translating for her. And I was really nervous because I didn't know, I mean, I'm not that great at translation. And so I went there, and as soon as I arrived, I felt like such a disarming quality that I didn't need to put on any airs. I didn't need to be something I wasn't. I could be totally who I was. And it was because her purity was bringing out my own innocence out.
Yeah, I have heard that about a number of great religious and spiritual leaders. Twice in my life, I have met, I'm not Catholic, so I'm saying this as an outsider, I have met a priest who, within the previous days, was with the Pope. And it's what I call the Pope glow. It was just they glowed. I mean, it was just an exuberance of, they couldn't explain it, but it was just, I can sense where you were in that context of going, yeah, I was affected by this particular person.
Yes.
Different than that, he looked in the newspapers, the magazines, on television,
right,
et
right. You have to be in the presence to really feel
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it doesn't come across
in
on
a picture,
television.
Yes.
Yeah, we're much more beautiful. No, the TV shows. Now, within that purity then, let's talk about God's sense of purity. explain that to me and how that works. Are there certain things that I understand that as below is above, so our purity would relate to that?
Yes, I've been using this metaphor of junior.
Yeah.
And so yes, of course we are pure. Mm-hmm. We are, if he's the ocean of purity, we are also junior oceans of purity.
Yeah.
But in the case of how I relate to God, yeah, is the first thing I have to understand to relate to God as pure is I have to first accept myself, mm-hmm, as who I am. I am a soul. I have to recognize myself. And I also have to accept, yes, this is my original nature. And then when I connect with God in that state of consciousness, then it strengthens, and then I'm able to experience that purity.
I see. So part of it's just remembering who we really are.
Yes.
Accepting that.
Accepting it and remembering it. And also what I've, yeah, noticed with God is that his level of purity is so high. It's just, it's like so pure. He's so pure that whatever he does, that there's not a single thing wasted.
Mm-hmm.
That he's in total reality in the moment. And then he is able to really serve every, like he's able to use everything of his to really serve because of his purity.
So I suspect that since God really doesn't change that much, if we're not experiencing, there are blocks to, what are some of the blocks to experiencing the purity of God?
I always joke with people, there are two things, feeling insulted or feeling that I'm not consulted. Maybe other people don't have this issue, but either one, arrogance or lack of self-respect, that I feel I'm too arrogant, or wanting something, wanting name and fame, taking supports from external things, wanting respect,
like
wanting people to treat you a certain way, this feeling of entitlement, mm-hmm, that I want something, or you want people to work for something and you get it.
Right.
All
Got
of
it.
Those things.
So that feeling of entitlement on itself creates its own hell. It creates its own unhappiness. Or if I feel like I'm not getting the respect I deserve, then I make myself miserable, which is an impure...
Right, right. I really feel we are going away from our own royalty, our own self-sovereignty here. I don't need it. I am respect. I have self-respect. And God is with me. You know, I can take from God. I can validate myself from God. But I feel like God is offering you a whole treasure chest of jewels and you're going after stones on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Because you're not able to recognize that. And all I have to do is transfer it. Transfer my whatever validation I'm taking from wanting respect, wanting things from people, this feeling of entitlement to let me take from God.
So self-respect starts in the self and one's internal quiet relationship with God, as opposed to getting it from externals,
right,
or the awards,
right,
or the trophies,
right,
or what have,
right,
you.
Right. And really, I feel the number one self-respect is I am a pure soul.
I am
a pure soul, that my original eternal form of I, the soul, is pure.
Mm-hmm.
And impurity actually is an external influence. It's not within me, it's an external influence that has come.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is, again, sit in that consciousness and connect with God, and that external influence will fall away.
So do you find that it's easier to maintain that state when you're with like-minded people who are practicing that and using the same language?
Right, right. I'm glad you're saying that, because, mm-hmm, you know, for example, I was talking about Dadi Gulzar,
yes,
or even Dadi Janki, our, mm-hmm, administrative and spiritual resource of the Brahma Kumaris. The reason why we feel good in their presence is not only their purity, but their vision for you,
yes,
is so elevated. They're seeing you at your highest, your best,
yeah,
that you automatically elevate yourself, that it's like an uplifting thing that happens. And so if you are around people like that, or if people have that vision for you, they have the highest expectation from you, the highest, you know, yes, you can do certain things, and it makes a huge difference. For me, if you ask me, that is the number one benefit of the BK community I am in,
yeah.
is the vision that we have for each other is so elevated.
And one of the things that has struck me over the years is I've read it in a number of places, that if you want to know who you are, look at your five closest friends, and that's you. In one way, that is, we reinforce how we think with our peers and all. And while that is external, it is an outplay of our expectations. So the purity of accepting our relationship with God are only the best and most lasting, enduring qualities. It occurs to me that some games lose their interest to us. The gossip games, so many of the game one-upmanship games.
Right.
Which probably adds peace of mind if we don't have that.
Right.
Those blocks. I don't know if that's part of the BK thing, but the less we're attached to the superficial, it would seem to me that the more peace of mind we have, the more self-confidence
yeah,
of life.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I have a small thing. I feel purity is the foundation virtue.
Ah.
After purity, you have peace. After peace, you have happiness. And there is in our teachings this saying that purity is the mother and peace and happiness are the children.
Uh-huh.
And whatever you do, wherever the mother goes, the children will follow.
I see. That's nice.
So if you have purity, then peace and happiness will automatically come into your life. And I've noticed this every single time. A pure soul is a cheerful soul.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not cheerful, the way I always look at myself is, if I'm not cheerful, if I'm not happy, I need to check and see where I am being impure.
Which is a really nice tell, because just because I am cheerful doesn't mean I'm being pure. It might be a momentary diversion of something. But if I'm not, then I need to look inside first and not blame on the outside.
Always look inside, because really nothing to blame outside.
Yeah.
Is always look inside and see where I'm being disturbed, where my purity is going, where is my purity at that time. And so then again I connect back to God as the ocean of purity.
So it seems like there's a distinction of looking good versus being good sometimes. That the being good is tapping into our highest levels of beingness. And looking good is how it might appear to the outside. Is that sort of, does that relate to the purity thing?
Yeah, you know, in a way I feel that if we are good, we yeah. automatically look good.
Ah.
There is a glow.
Yeah.
If I am internally right, then automatically externally I'm also okay. You can really tell
yeah.
in the face that you don't need to. It's like an advertisement, the face itself
yeah.
of what
yeah.
I am inside.
And I think that attracts people of like mind. In other words, there's a certain wonderful naivete that is authentic and appealing, as opposed to dressing up in the latest outfit to make yourself look good. I mean,
yeah,
it would attract two different populations.
Right.
In that.
I know I might sound terrible, but I feel like the latest fashion, all of that, is kind of passé.
Ah.
We are in a new paradigm, and if mm-hmm. we want to tap into the treasures of the new paradigm, then we have to learn to be in that and learn to be different in that. It's yeah. not like, oh, let me go to my yoga class with the new yoga mat and the new yoga outfit.
You don't like my new yoga mat?
And so I have to tap into that. But there's one thing
yeah.
about innocence or purity.
Mm-hmm.
If I want that, when I look at a baby, how automatically we are so loving and feeling of peace and all of those when we look
right.
at the baby. If I want that, all I have to ask myself is, what impurity do I need to give up to be that? Because I have the potential to be that.
So that may be the transformative question. That if I am feeling less than or entitled or not cheerful, then what do I need to let go of to make myself feel better, to resonate with my higher good?
Yes.
Very nice. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us. This has been good for me. I hope you've enjoyed it as well.